This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'll tell you what, if you're a parent, it is the most wonderful time of the year, baby. The first day of school! Yeah! Woo! Every parent is dancing and singing and taking their child back to school, at least on the Kansas side of the state line. The kids go to high school today. Mac, it is the most wonderful time of the year.
Go
Olathe East Hawks. I got my hat on this morning.
Nice.
And we're ready to rock and roll. My daughter starts her freshman year. My other daughter starts her sophomore year. They're going to drive together to school now.
That's fun.
And so, yeah, I don't have to worry about many pickups at all this year, except if there's a random day, you know, here or there to have to worry about that. But today is the day that all parents dream of in May. When are they going back to school?
Get out.
And today is that day for us, the official first day of school in the Olathe School District. And I am very, very excited about that. Shawnee Mission went back earlier. Blue Valley's going back. Missouri goes back next week. And so, you know, we're getting to that finish line. You can start to see a lot of the parents start to smile again.
Yes, life being reinvigorated back into their eyes.
Yes, a lot of bounce in our step and whatnot. The kiddos can go back to school, and you know, I think they're ready too. That's the other thing.
For sure.
They're ready. They'll tell you they don't want to go back and deal with all this nonsense and, you know, the teacher sucks and all this kind of stuff. They are so ready to go back, to get back to their own element, to get back with their friends, to get back to, you know,
a
normal
structure.
Socialization. And that's the biggest thing right there. You're absolutely right about that. The structure of everything that comes with going to school and doing sports and doing the homework and all of those activities. It is so important to have those kids to have that structure, and I just can't wait till I finish at the J today and I'm driving home and going, I got 2 hours of silence. Baby.
Woo.
I just want to win, Jay.
That's fantastic.
Maybe watch some more of the Taylor and Travis podcast, maybe watch some more of the Kingdom episodes that come out today, which
so
I encourage
excited.
Everybody to watch and enjoy on ESPN, but it all starts today. Like from 1 to 3 is my good time again.
Your Bob time. That's fantastic.
Yeah, I love
I guess the sophomore's not nervous. Is the freshman nervous?
No, not at all.
Really?
I don't think so. I don't.
I remember I was nervous.
Well, yeah, I would think so. But, you know, my youngest is the social butterfly, right? Like she'll talk the paint off a wall if she had to, right? You know, that type. My oldest is very much like me, you know, very introverted and just kind of rolls her eyes at a lot of the nonsense that goes on. But, you know, she's ready to go back. They're both ready to go back. And I'm sure there's a little nerves and whatnot. You know, they had freshman day yesterday where everybody went up
good.
And kind of did the walkthrough, and then the big freshman mixer on Friday night is happening as well.
Nice.
And whatnot. So no, it's fun, man. It's fun to see the kids grow.
Yeah, that's awesome, man.
And to see them, you know, do the things they love and just to root them on. That's the best part of being a parent, is rooting your kid on and seeing their successes.
And
right?
That's one of the best parts of high school, is doing the things that you love. I mean, that's what I think high school is about. It's what college should be about too, but you're figuring out what you like and doing all of it in high school. And that's what you should be doing. You should be busy. You should be doing every extracurricular activity, sports, chess, whatever it is, dancing, like do it. Try it.
Absolutely. And if it's something you like, but it maybe doesn't fit the normal stereotypes, do it anyway, man. Who cares?
Yeah, do it.
And I kind of regret that in my life. Like I always went the sports route, but I'm like, I should have gone theater. I should have gone debate. Yeah. I should have done that. Like I can't sing, but I can put on
you
a good show.
Yeah.
I can act, you know, and do all that kind of stuff. But I kind of think like sometimes I should have gone that route a little bit, but you know, my mother didn't want me to be fat. So go play sports. Right. Like that. How did that work out?
I was
going
to say, how'd that go?
300 pounds in college. Huh? So you know, sports. But so anyway, no, it's a fun time for everybody, for all the kiddos to go back to school. So good luck to everybody
good
who's
luck.
Headed back today. And to
good
all
luck,
you
Jen.
Parents out there, tip of the cap to you. Jen's had 3 days in now.
Oh,
she's
yeah,
fine.
You're right. Yeah. She's fine.
It's old hat for Shawnee Mission
That's
right now.
True.
But to all you Olathe teachers, enjoy, because the kiddos are coming back today. So, last night, what'd you think? New Heights podcast dropped, and boy, did it drop. I mean, my God, the amount of Instagram followers and people that have viewed this thing and watched this thing and paid attention to this thing last night is remarkable. And you know, there are a couple of stats out there that we can get to. The New Heights podcast gained 2,045 Instagram followers in the last 28 days. In the last 48 hours, they've gained 312,000 Instagram followers because of Taylor Swift. And the announcement last night, the life of the showgirl, has been viewed by over 167 million views. It is the largest video ever viewed on a social media platform in a single day. And that tells you right there the power of Taylor Swift and the power of Travis Kelce. And what we witnessed last night on that podcast was pure, I thought, pure love. And that's the way that I'm going to say it. I walked away from that podcast that was over 2 hours long that we all sat there and watched. I didn't even think about getting up off the couch. That's how engaged I was with this. But that was a true love podcast last night. If there's anybody out there that still believes that this is some sort of NFL-created relationship, you're an ass. Because I watched on that show last night true love between two people who are absolutely head over heels for one another in Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
And I sat there and smiled. I sat there and laughed.
Same.
It was tears of joy. I was rooting them on. I would suggest this. If you are single, right? If you are single, find somebody that loves you a quarter as much as Taylor loves Travis.
Jeez,
and a quarter as much as Travis loves Taylor. And you will find somebody that is awesome for you. And I know I make these references all the time about me and my wife, but that's a lot of why our marriage has been successful. We root each other on. We're fans of each other. We support each other. And I saw that last night. There's no jealousy in that relationship.
Zero.
There's no one-upping in that relationship. How do we make each other better and in turn make us better as a couple? This is a relationship, Mac, that I think everybody can learn a lot from. It is spectacular.
It's incredible. I don't know what I expected, but whatever I did, it was more than that.
Yeah.
It was incredible. I told you before the show that you could feel the love and the joy like through the screen. It was incredible. And it was, you know, there were the moments of the PDA and the cringe, but like it was also beautiful to see them be together and to see them have each other. Because when you're that famous, when you're that much of a known figure, to find someone who can see you as you,
yeah,
especially for a girl like Taylor Swift, I mean, she's incredible, man. She's just jaw-dropping. Like, yes, she's beautiful, all those things, but she's an incredible person. The way she evokes joy and her just overall energy, like you just want to be around her. She's so normal. I don't know if we've seen someone as mega famous as her be as relatable as her at the same time. You can see why girls 10 to 35 are listening to her music. I mean, she's amazing.
She really is. And the one thing, you know, that you take away, or one of the things that you take away too, is she's normal, right? Like she's not a celebrity, you know, she's a normal person that sings. And I think you're seeing that more with Travis as well too. He's a normal person who just happens to play football and date Taylor Swift, right? Like there's no faking it with these two. And that's the cool thing about it. And watching her last night, I came to the realization, Mac and Jen, I'm sorry to say this, she may be the most perfect woman in the world. I mean, she
Seriously?
Really is. Like,
yes.
She's humorous. She's funny. She's got one-liners. She's brilliant.
Yeah.
I will tell you that she's brilliant. She is a brilliant human being
she's
as
a genius.
Well. She is so smart and so just like she plans is what I'm trying to say. Like, everything she does has a purpose, right? Yep. Everything she does has a reason. There's a why to everything that she does. And to be able to plan that far ahead and to think all that way out and to have those Easter eggs and all that kind of stuff, she's smart. And I will tell you what, she probably knows football, more football than 80% of the guys 100%. Out there. And that was the thing that I took away. She's only been a football fan for a little over 2 years. At one point, she thought like it was quarterback versus quarterback. You know, she had no idea, she said, about what football was. And then she was talking about the cover two last night, right? Like, and so if you're one of these guys, you're like, all right, I'm a football fan. Taylor knows more than you
Taylor
do.
Taylor knows ball.
Yeah, Taylor knows football. She knows so much about football, and she is so invested in her boyfriend, and he is so invested in her, and that's what I kind of love the most. One of the comments we heard last night about Taylor Swift was how into football she is. She was the one who was more excited about Xavier Worthy being drafted for the Chiefs than maybe even Travis Kelce was at the time.
So that I became like a person who was running through the halls of my house screaming, "We drafted Xavier Worthy!" And my friends are like, "What is, who body snatched you? This is what do you mean we drafted Xavier Worthy?"
I forget where I was, but you were the first person to tell me that.
No,
we
I was
drafted
screeching.
The fastest man in the draft.
No, I was screeching. I couldn't believe it. I was freaking out. We're talking about like,
either. I'm like, wait, is she right? I had to look this up. I'm like, did she get the wrong information here? But yeah, we traded up.
And yeah. We're talking about cover two, cover four, cover zero, ooh, man, cover. See? We're learning. I continue to learn.
Maybe somebody else that even knows what those coverages are.
Yeah. I'm not ready to be leverage. An analyst right now, that's but been, yeah. Give me 16 months.
Ooh. Is that an Easter egg?
I hope so.
I do too, because I was doing the math. 16 months puts us in December of 2026.
Oh, that's perfect.
Right? That's the end of next football
season.
That's
fantastic.
Is that an Easter egg that Travis is coming back for another year? Is that an Easter egg that she's going to take over? Because she would be better than most people. She'd be better than any sideline reporter that's out there. They all stink. And she would be better than the majority of the analysts out there right now that talk football. Like, I would rather have Taylor on the games and listen to Taylor talk about football than a lot of the analysts that are currently out there right now. And I don't know. I can't use enough superlatives, Mac, to talk about how impressed I was with both of them last night on that podcast. And Jason as well. He played a great role on that podcast last night. Needle Travis a little bit, set Taylor up, you know, do all that kind of stuff. He was a great kind of mediator of that entire podcast last night. But if she's going to start calling football games for Fox yes. or NBC or somebody like that, better than any Collinsworth out there, better absolutely. Than any Sims out there, right? Better than Emmanuel Acho. Oh, I mean, Taylor Swift would be unbelievable at analyzing football. I'd be there for every freaking game if she was going to be a color analyst in the booth. And don't you think everybody would be there for every single game? So
yeah, I think the problem would be supporting it.
Yeah.
Have the servers and the bandwidth or whatever you'd need to serve that many people watching one thing at a time, because that's what would happen.
Yeah, and then Caitlin Clark with the line of the night, "I hope YouTube doesn't crash," she said with all of this. And so, I mean, it was a pop culture night, and it was a night that I think a lot of people who maybe had different opinions of Taylor and Travis, if you don't come away from that, change your opinion. Like, if you were one of these talk football guys, we don't need to see her. If you watched that last night and you still have that same attitude, that's on you, because anybody who watched that last night is walking away going, she is awesome, man. We need more Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce yes. in our lives. It makes me feel better as a human being, dude. Like, I felt better after watching that. They made me feel good last night.
It gave you hope.
It really did,
yeah.
man. It
100%.
Gave you a lot of hope. It's just a feel-good relationship that, you know, you see all these celebrity relationships that take place and everybody kind of rolls their eyes at them. And then you have one like this and you're like, man, this is awesome. I wish every relationship was as good as Taylor and Travis. Kayla McCall's response will be coming later today, I'm sure, right?
Before we go, from the 913.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I don't know if this is true. I'll have to verify. 16 months from yesterday is her birthday, 12/13/2026.
Ah, how old will she be then?
35? I don't know. 36? I don't know. Old enough to call
but
a game.
But I didn't know if that was a significant birthday or something like that.
Well, she said
like
16
that, right?
months to analyze a game, yeah. So it's 16 months. I'm just saying that's her birthday.
That's a good text.
That is a good text.
That's a good text.
Love
people,
it.
People are thinking. I love it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.